Top of the morning to you. It's Mean Joe, and welcome to another edition of Monday Mornings with Mr. Inappropriate.
Let me tell y'all a little story.
Monday morning, you sure look fine.
The Unassist. A few weeks back, I woke up one Sunday morning to a text message from my good buddy, Big Chaw.
Hey now, what were the names of the girls we met last night?
We met girls last night?
Yes, at the Saddle Rack.
We were at the Saddle Rack last night?
We went there with Little Sis after the Toby Keith concert.
We saw Toby Keith in concert last night?
Are you fucking with me?
Kidding.
Sort of.
I remember the concert, but not the Saddle Rack, and definitely not meeting any girls.
Shit. We met two girls last night at the Saddle Rack, and we all hit it off. Lil Sis talked to you up big time. You were making out with one. I got the other girl's number. It's somewhere in my phone, but I can't remember her name.
Hang on. I'll figure this out. I checked my phone under quote-unquote Saddle Rack, and sure enough, there was a number. Spreadsheet Saddle Rack. Spreadsheet? What the fuck? I got a number from some girl named Spreadsheet?
Right. That was your girl. You were making fun of her for being an accountant and kept calling her Spreadsheet. See if you can find out her friend's name. I'm pretty sure she was hot and really fun.
And so, I shot Spreadsheet a text. Hey, great meeting you last night.
You too. Are we still on for Jason Aldean concert at the Rodeo Club on Wednesday?
Wow. Didn't see that coming. I didn't know Aldean was coming to town, let alone that I had lined up a date to go. Still, sounded like fun. We sure are. Can't wait. Just let me know where and when to meet you. And so I shot a text back to Big Chaw. Apparently, I already have a date lined up with this Spreadsheet chick. Seeing Jason Aldean at the Rodeo Club on Wednesday. Want to see if her friend can join and make it a double date?
I have to go out of town for work. But you have to go and find out her friend's name for me. I've been in what monks refer to as a bit of a drought with the ladies.
How long has this dry spell been going on?
Basically, since I was baptized.
Please tell me that was last week.
I was 4 weeks old.
Game on. I took the train to San Jose that Wednesday evening and arrived at the Rodeo Club. My mission was threefold. 1. Get rip-roaring hammered. 2. Figure out who my date was. 3. Find out the name of Chaw's girl discreetly. I walked into the Rodeo Club, working on a plan of attack for locating Spreadsheet, and immediately heard a girl shout across the room.
Hey Joe, over here.
I turned to see a super cute brunette waving at me, wearing a cowgirl shirt and a huge smile. I walked up and gave her a big hug. Jackpot! Expectations were already wildly exceeded. And what's better, she was cool as shit. I grabbed a beer and we started chatting. She was a big Giants baseball fan, loved country music, had a good sense of humor, and was smart with interesting things to say. That is, until she said,
So Shauna is running late and should be here in a minute. She's really excited to see you again. You two really hit it off on Saturday, huh?
Then it registered. She wasn't Spreadsheet. This was Chaw's girl. Fuck me. While on one hand I was disappointed, on a more important hand, I was fired up for Chaw. I'm a team player. I root for my friends. And he was on a cold streak. I instantly put in as many good words about Chaw as I could in a small window of time. She seemed great on all fronts, and I was thrilled for Chaw to link up with her. I just needed her name. Also, I still had a girl en route. Maybe she'd be a knockout too. Cute girls usually run in packs, right? Not in San Jose. A few minutes later, on beer number 3 and having a great time shooting the breeze with Spreadsheet's friend, she pointed at the door as Spreadsheet was walking in. I had gotten the proverbial bum end of the stick. She was 4'11" in both height and circumference, And if I had to guess her ethnicity, it would be a three-way crossbreed between Weeble Wobble, an Oompa Loompa, and a treasure troll having a good hair day. Time for a fireball shot. After a quick cinnamon whiskey pep talk, I took an optimistic approach to Spreadsheet's arrival in the hopes that maybe, just maybe, she'd have a dynamic personality. And then she started talking.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I got stuck at work. The funniest thing happened. You're gonna love this story.
My friends, I'll stop right there because she's an accountant. It was a story about accounting, balance sheets, assets, liabilities, etc. There are plenty of funny accountants, and hilarious things often happen in accounting offices, but there are no funny stories that take place within Microsoft Excel, and that's what she talked about for 45 minutes. This story went nowhere, and it had no punchline. This date was going to suck, and I was starting to resent Big Chaw. Time for another fireball. The concert was underway. Jason Aldean was rocking. And when there was a short break in the music, I thought I'd kick off a conversation leading down a road that would result in someone saying the name of Chaw's girl. But Spreadsheet beat me to the starting blocks.
This one time, I was doing an audit.
Under normal circumstances, right then and there, I would have excused myself to the men's room, then promptly walked directly to the men's room across town and never looked back. But I still needed a name. More Fireball. The show continued. Hicktown, Amarillo Sky. And during the next break of the music, I still couldn't get a word in.
Oh my God, and this one time I was doing a tax review?
Fireball, fireball, fireball. I drank so much fireball in the next 10 minutes that not only did I drown out every story that Spreadsheet told for the rest of the night, but I'm fairly sure I induced temporary deafness because I also couldn't hear the concert. It was worth it. As the concert was wrapping up and the room was starting to spin, I realized that I still hadn't gotten this girl's name, and she was nowhere in sight. Hey, what happened to your friend?
Oh, she works early and had to go home. Speaking of work, this one time I was helping a client report quarterly earnings.
Fireball overload. The show ended. I could barely speak. Spreadsheet was still talking. But thankfully, she shifted her storyline.
So, what are your plans for the rest of the night?
Well, my plan was to take the train back to the city.
You want to stay at my place? It's only a few minutes away.
Spreadsheet looked instantly embarrassed and nervous.
Well, if you think it's weird, I have a guest room. That's what I meant. You can stay there.
A great debate had been laid at my feet. What was the right play? Do I choose temporary solace, inner peace, and the alleviation of what had already been a grueling and painful evening, while in turn crushing the chances of almost certain happiness and excitement for a friend? Or do I sacrifice myself for the greater good, torture my brain and eardrums, and endure an endless night of stories about debits and credits? I knew what I had to do. Let's go back to your place. I'll spare the gruesome details of what entailed, both verbally and physically, in the next few hours, but I'll boil it down to this. I drank 100% of her alcohol. I'm pretty sure I can now pass the CPA. I didn't stay in the guest room, and Spreadsheet now has a double meeting. The following morning, I woke up to Spreadsheet, midway through an accounting story I can only assume had started before I passed out, and continued through the night. In no condition to endure another minute, I interrupted. So, that was a fun concert last night. Thanks again for letting me crash. Do you think I can get a ride to the train station in a bit?
Sure thing. I'm glad you came over.
We should all do this again sometime.
Yeah, totally. Crystal and I go to country shows all the time. I think there's one next week.
Crystal. Her name was Crystal. Thank fucking God. I toned out whatever Spreadsheet said next and vigorously scrambled for my phone to relay the new findings to Chaw. My man, I found out the name of the girl you met at the saddle rack.
Yeah, Crystal.
I nearly vomited. What? Yes. How did you figure it out?
I remembered it later. Guess I just needed to sober up. Plus, I remembered we had an old coworker in common, so I just double-checked with her to be sure.
When did this occur?
Like, 2 days ago?
This information should have been brought to my attention yesterday.
What's the big deal?
I choked back vomit a second time. Crystal is awesome. You better call her.
By the way, how was the date with Spreadsheet?
I didn't answer. I couldn't answer. 3 days later, the text messages with Cha resumed. Hey, did you ever get in touch with Crystal?
Negative.
You better be fucking joking.
It's been a while since I got her number. I'm not really sure what to say. I think I might have waited too long to get in touch.
Haven't you ever seen swingers? Waiting 6 days is so money.
It's been more than 6 days. I don't know the right approach.
I knew what I had to do, and it was going to sting. But I couldn't let this one just fade away. I had come too far. Keith Anderson is playing at the Rodeo Club on Thursday. You're in town, right?
Yep. I've got a lot of shit going on at work, but I can swing it.
I'll set up a double date with you, me, Spreadsheet, and Crystal. Sound good? Acid-like flashbacks occurred. Dizziness followed.
Get her done. Let's do it.
As painful as it was, I jumped on the grenade and lined up the double date. Not before, however, drowning a few shots to calm my nerves and work up the courage. The following Thursday, I had meetings in Denver during the day, and so I booked my return flights directly to San Jose to be in time for the concert. Spreadsheet was picking me up at the airport. Chaw and Crystal were coming individually. When I landed at the San Jose airport, I had three text messages waiting. The first was from Spreadsheet.
So, Keith Anderson is sick and the concert is canceled, but I still want to pick you up at the same time and we can all do dinner.
The second was from Cha.
Hey man, I saw the Keith Anderson concert was canceled. I'm jammed at work, so I'm not going to make the trip down to San Jose. Have fun with Spreadsheet and tell Crystal I said hi.
And the third was from Spreadsheet.
Crystal isn't feeling well, and since the concert is canceled, she wants to stay home. Can you let Cha know so he doesn't drive all the way down here? Can't wait to see you.
My heart almost stopped. Not because I was overwhelmed with terror, but because I was physically trying to stab myself with a pen. I was ready to end it all forever. Shortly thereafter, I stepped into Spreadsheet's car.
Hi. Nice to see you again. I got us reservations at Rock Bottom Brewery. I hope that's okay.
They better have a lot of beer.
Ha ha ha, they do. So listen to this. I was working on an income statement today.
My friends, the Rock Bottom Brewery did in fact have a lot of beer, but not nearly enough for me. When I woke up in Spreadsheet's room the next morning, I swore I wouldn't speak to Cha for at least a year. It lasted 3 days. What can I say? I lack self-discipline on so many fronts. And so, I shot him a text. Big Cha, you don't know what I've endured. And for personal mental health reasons, I can't go into the details. But mark my words, I will do whatever it takes to get you together with Crystal.
Thanks, man, but no need. I had dinner with her 2 nights ago, and we're meeting for drinks today.
I threw my phone across the room. And by some miracle of God, it didn't shatter. You what?
Yeah, I just called her and invited her to dinner. You were right, she is awesome.
So you're saying all the time I spent with Spreadsheet was not necessary? Do you have any idea what I went through?
Sorry for partying.
You're killing me, Cha.
Well, I couldn't wait forever. And apparently, you're not much of a wingman.
Stay tuned.
Monday morning, you sure look fine.